here. The drugs are here. People just don't want to see it. The black market is controlling our cities, our communities, and getting to our children very easily.
Right.
I would rather see that regulated by the state, not just for money, but for the purity of those products.
For the purity of the products. You know, we have this assumption in America that if a doctor prescribes it and it's in a prescription bottle, that it must be safe for us. And what we have, we're finding out is that a lot of these prescribed legal drugs that are dispensed by medical doctors who are licensed and educated are highly addictive and causing all different types of problems.
God is winking, friends. It is not by chance, nor is it a coincidence, that you are listening to High Heels, High Hopes podcast on the America Out Loud Network. This is Kelly Murphy, your passionate host, gifting you with a human interest story that is sure to inspire your spirit. I couldn't help myself. They always say, don't mix politics conversation with drinking and good friends. If the universe put and aligned the stars and the moon and the sun, and here I walk in with my girlfriends out on the beach this past weekend, and at the end of the bar stands this white older gentleman with this big hat on, red, white, and blue, and a shirt that says, vote Trump. I had no doubt it was going to be an interesting afternoon, to say the least. But what I wasn't prepared for was the political conversation around marijuana. And it happened between my girlfriend and I. And I will say to you that it all started with a conversation with Miss Catherine Zito, who is our next guest today on High Heels, High Hopes. And I was so excited to have this conversation with Catherine because she really ignited my interest in learning more about the controversy around legalization of marijuana. Catherine, welcome to High Heels, High Hopes podcast. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today and to debunk some myths out there.
Hi, Kelly. Well, thanks for having me. I can't wait to talk about this. It's one of my favorite subjects.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you, like I said, you just lit me up. And so this past weekend on Saturday, I couldn't wait to talk to my girlfriends about Amendment 2. Vote yes on Amendment 2. And they all looked at me like, what? Because I kind of thought the same thing when you said that to me last week, vote yes on Amendment 2. And I thought to myself, okay, what does that mean? And you quickly educated me, and I wanted to share that education. And it absolutely flabbergasted me how ignorant we are about medicinal marijuana and how it's helping others. And so I implore everyone who's listening today, something brought you here. This conversation started between Catherine and I, and there was a reason for it. And something brought you here today, and I implore you to take the next 30 minutes to just listen to one perspective of the controversy around medical marijuana. And so, Catherine, what's interesting is you and I met back in 2008 when I was actually realigning and redefining my life and going in a different direction back in 2008. Your background and your industry experience is in search engine optimization, marketing, branding, things of that nature. And now here you are in the world of cannabis. How in the heck did you go from marketing guru to national speaker? Speaker advocating for patients who need medicinal marijuana for ailments and chronic disabilities that they're suffering from?
Well, you know, Kelly, sometimes you just wake up, and honestly, that's what this felt like. I originally, about 3 years ago, thought, you know, I started hearing about marijuana. I started hearing about Colorado. I started hearing about Washington, different things like that, and California, and I thought, what is going on here? Am I going to really see in my lifetime legalization of either medical marijuana or adult use? And that intrigued me. So I just started going down the path, started learning as much as I could. Once I saw the medical benefits, which I was not aware of, I'll be honest with you, about cannabidiol, which is CBD. Now, this is from the hemp plant, which is the cousin of the marijuana plant. So you don't get high on cannabidiol or CBD.
And most people don't know this, correct?
Right.
Why are we so ignorant to this fact that CBD?
Well, because they're calling it medical marijuana, and I'll explain it as we go, but to keep it really simple, hemp is now legal in all states. It's used in many, many, many uses. But in this particular one, we're talking today about medical benefits, how it helps people. That's what we need to really be focusing on. And we'll get into legalization, et cetera, and patient cards and you know, medical cards, et cetera. But originally when I thought about it and I started researching, I thought, well, maybe we'll just move into a vertical market and we'll start branding and helping dispensaries, cannabis dispensaries all over the nation, as well as perhaps we can help with grow operations and their branding and their communication and how they're linking all of their names and education and their materials to the public or to distributors.
So you found an opportunity here in business, more so is what your direction was, to take your marketing expertise, branding expertise, and some business strategies to the table to help people who were immersed in the actual growing and dispensing of medical marijuana or CBD in this case, correct?
Exactly. But then,
as
God would have it, as God would have it, and the universe changed things around, because we ended up getting associated and affiliated with 25 other cannabis companies in the United States. We started becoming a little bit more on the wholesale side, which really opened my eyes to another area of this. Then I started taking the product. I've been taking CBD now for a year. Many friends and family are on it now, and we are seeing the most incredible medical benefits, because cannabidiol is a natural anti-inflammatory. And I have found out through the years that 90% of all disease or disorders stem from some kind of inflammation, whether it be in the brain, the skull, whether it be the spine, our skeletal system, digestive, joints, things of that nature, our bones.
The list goes on and on. It does.
The list. And you know, now you see these other states. We now have 25 states that are medical marijuana legal.
I want to make sure that we're all on the same page with cannabidiol is different than medical marijuana.
Yeah, medical marijuana is high CBD, which is the cannabidiol, low THC.
Okay.
Now, in medical marijuana, physicians, practitioners, they can work with the THC level. That's the marijuana plant where you can get high on that. CBD, you cannot. You can smoke a whole, you don't even smoke it, but if you did, you'd just get a headache.
Okay.
There is no high factor because it's under 0.03% THC.
Okay. And THC
marijuana
is the psychoactive. Mm-hmm. That's what the THC is what gets us high. And so CBD does not have any of the THC properties in it, or they have a very, very low dose.
Right. In some cases, it's none or trace elements.
Okay. And so research has found that CBD helps with a lot of various ailments and inflammation. So but it's legal in 23 in most states. You said CBD is legal in all states. So where does the legalization and amendment to come into this conversation as it relates to helping people with chronic diseases and illnesses that they've been suffering from?
Yeah, that's been the really a lot of misconception, and it's just really we've got to get our people educated, our friends, our neighbors, our families educated, and it will happen over the next few years. We'll all really get it. But medical marijuana has been legal in our state for severe cases of children with epilepsy, and also end of life patients.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that has been a very gray area.
And that's in the state of
people.
That's in the state of Florida, correct?
State of Florida.
Okay.
Right. It's been a gray area because unless you have a physician who's saying that you are at end of life, but there are people who are terminal who have not been diagnosed end of life, and therefore there's a very gray area, and they are not permitted to legally grow pot, or they're not allowed to, dose themselves, if you will. Now, this Amendment 2, what it's going to do is will become legal for, right now, by the way, 77% of the polls are showing that we will pass in November. So Amendment 2, if you're for this, you want to say yes on your ballot. And very simply, it will be expanding the patient base. so that it will include more diseases and disorders for people to be able to go to their physician or a licensed physician who can give you your medical marijuana card. Then you will be allowed, or your caretaker, that's very important because that's also on the ballot, will be allowed to go to a dispensary in Florida and purchase product for you.
Okay.
Now, there have been already awarded 6 groups in different counties to grow, process, dispense, and transport medical marijuana. So that kind of gives you an idea of what's happening for the ballot. It's to expand so more people with problems,
right,
with health issues, people who want more wellness in their lives in a natural or alternative way,
right,
they'll be able to then come on board. However,
there's the big however.
People don't really need to, they don't need to wait for this. We're helping patients who have epilepsy, who have arthritis, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease, cancer, brain tumors, children who are seizing, who were seizing 200 times a week, now down to just 2. We're already helping them with just CBD only. We don't need to have that other part of it, the medical marijuana, where there might be. Now, let's say there's somebody who's in really serious chronic pain or end of life, and they need that THC, or people who can't sleep, or people who have undiagnosed chronic pain, or people who can't eat.
Right.
They
Our
need
veterans
to stimulate their appetites.
Post-traumatic
stress
syndrome.
Yeah, then those kinds of folks. Yeah, they need the more THC. But for the majority of the public, they do not need that. They need just cannabidiol, where they are not high, but they're getting all the medical benefits of there's 130 plus compounds in just cannabidiol.
And that's the cannabidiol, somebody, if let's just say I were dealing with some inflammatory, I'm dealing with arthritis, I could today go somewhere and get cannabidiol as a person who's suffering from this.
Correct. Legally. Now, most of the companies that are online, Amazon, they're in our nutrition stores or some organic markets, things of that nature. You'll see it all over. Now, you have to be careful because you definitely want to have cannabidiol, which is the CBD, and you want to look on the packaging to see how many milligrams.
Okay. So what's
instance,
a good milligram that we're looking for?
Yeah. That dosing is a top conversation, and even in our website, after this week, we'll be having more information about dosing. So if anybody wants more information, we're grandmascbd.com, and they can see that. But
okay, grandmascbd.com is the product that you that you have through your company, American Wellness Business Association. Okay,
right. And we can talk more about that so people can get more information. They can call me because I'd be happy to help them find their way to wellness. We're all about the patient, all about the person getting well or maintaining wellness or preventing, honestly. So back to dosing. I take 10 milligrams, 1 capsule per day. And on a bad day for my arthritis, I may take 2. It can also be taken in oil and infused honey. Things of that nature. We're also going to be coming out with a CBD water. So there are many, in our state, you will not be able to smoke, you will not be able to vape CBD and medical marijuana. You see, that's going to be also in our rules and regulations. It's going to take our state about a year to write our policies after it is approved.
That's an interesting point, Catherine, because I think there is a lot of ignorance around, and I say that respectfully, is that we're just not informed properly.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Well, it's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. You'll find a whole host of shows and a lineup of great content back at AmericaOutLoud.com.
I think think there is a lot of ignorance around, and I say that respectfully, is that we're just not informed properly as to how these laws are impacted, the rules and the regulations. This is all new. It's as a matter of fact, this industry has been, I've heard you use the term, the new frontier. You know, this is all new, and so we're trying to identify rules and regulations, and with that takes time. It's interesting, you know, there's a lot of myths out there where people think, you know, if we were to vote yes on Amendment 2 and we were to make medical marijuana legal in this state, people look at that as we are, it's almost like they create this fear, and I say they, this fear around we're preying on our young children and creating this pot-laced candy and we're going to be selling it next to schools, and they've almost villainized this amendment and calling it a scam to legalize pot smoking, when in fact you really have to step back from it and look at this is helping people who are chronically suffering. And one of the things that I find fascinating about your story is that it all started out looking for a vertical market. How could you assist people from the business side? And quickly what you found was that there was humans behind this story. It wasn't just a political conversation. It was you were helping people survive day in and day out.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's what inspires us, actually, every single day. Once the parents of children who are very ill are pushed against the wall and the doctors throw their hands in the air and say, you know what? We can't do any more for them. Those particular prescription drugs are not working. Or even worse, as the parents are administering these prescription drugs, it's hurting the children more. Their livers, their other organs are suffering. And parents are they're up all night worried sick.
Absolutely.
About their children. When here, there's this natural plant that used to be legal, and it's available for anyone. I just recently had a mom say to me, I've been up all night saying to myself, Catherine, we were thinking about moving to Colorado because our daughter is autistic, but she also has the petite seizures, medium and grand mal seizures. And we were thinking, how can we get this medical marijuana? Because through our state, it's going to take a long time. This one doctor says, give us $200 to get your medical card and we'll give it to you.
$200 for a medical card. Mm-hmm. What do they cost in the state of California or somewhere else?
Oh, those are like, you know, anywhere from like $30 to $75. You can get them online.
Right. So look at this. What a ripoff. How does this happen?
Right.
You know, this is somebody who wants to help their child just live a healthy, normal life.
Yeah. And she said to me, are you kidding me? You can just make a phone call? I said, not even that. We have it in stock. I mean, I just bring it to your house today.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's CBD. It's hemp derived. It's not this whole spooky, like you said, myth of smoking pot and drug dealers and all of that. Now, that's another subject.
That is another subject.
We are on the medical. Yeah, we are 100% on the medical side, although I know a whole lot about the legalization of adult usage and how it does help communities as far as the taxes and things of that nature. And also, you know, steering away and crushing some of the black market. But that's another day, Kelly.
That's a whole nother month's worth of conversations for sure. Because, right. You know, when they talk about vote no to Amendment 2, that's the perspective that they're talking about. They're talking about this average smoker who's 32-year-old white male who's sitting on a park bench and trying to really instill fear in people. And it still flabbergasts me that we're not educated to the benefits of the CBD and that it is legal and that there are benefits for people. What are you doing in terms of your work to get that message out to more and more people? How do you, what is your strategy in touching more folks and helping mothers like the story you just shared?
Well, you know, we are just launching a new product line and it will be available to the public. And it's, again, Grandma's CBD. It's organic. We're the only distributor that has product from the only USDA organic farm in the United States. And this is what I educate people on, is be careful where the product comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the United States stopped all the hemp production in the United States, but would allow it to be imported from other countries. Now that has recently changed. So we can now go, right, we can now go back to hemp production. But what we have to be very mindful of is, where is that hemp grown? China, for instance, has some of the worst soil. It has toxins. It has heavy metals.
Yeah,
that's right. We don't want to give that to our children. So I say to people, be careful. You know, please do order it. Just be careful where it comes from. Now, there is a European organic certification. We do know some companies. However, you really want to try and find a U.S. source. And that's something very important now. We're just getting into that. Like I said, this is the new frontier, which means there are many other job opportunities. Now, how I also educate people is I started a meetup group, which is free to join. And then if they want to stay in, it's only $10 per year. And that meetup at meetup.com, it's called Florida Cannabis Entrepreneurs and Investors. And people come from all, we have like 450 members now. People come from all over with all kinds of backgrounds, whether they're in business or they're in, or they're a patient who is chronically ill and they want help. And what I do is we just sit down. We just do a one-on-one. We talk to each other. We meet once a month. In fact, the Hemp Fest, if people are interested in medical marijuana, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is the Hemp Fest. And there are many people. All they have to do is just research online, medical marijuana, CBD. I wouldn't even type in medical marijuana. I would just put in CBD, organic CBD, and you'll right away pop up in many different products.
Right.
But education is out there. Another place that people, if they're patients, they can also go to florida.health.gov. to find out more patient use, or they can call, let me give you a phone number, 850-245-4444. Same thing, floridahealth.gov.
Wow, very. So there is a ton of information out there. And I love, again, that you are taking this business and really bringing to the table the human interest story of it, because there are people who are suffering and who are lacking this information that really can help people. And again, it's, you know, we're preying on, and I love that you bring up the fact that these are professional people who are maybe in the industry of real estate, business like yourself, entrepreneurs who are really looking at this. Another word that you've used, I've heard you use when we've talked, is the green rush. You know, things are changing and our political arena is changing, and there's an opportunity for people, women in particular. I read an article about you recently that said in this industry, the cannabis and medical marijuana industry, there are not a lot of women entrepreneurs and executives like yourself. Is that true?
Well, you brought up a great point. When I speak around the country on business development in the cannabis industry, marketing, branding, things of that nature, I spoke at CannaCon, which was the largest in the country. It was something like 30,000 attendees. These conferences on cannabis are huge. There's going to be, I'll let you know in the future, and maybe we'll chat again at and we'll give our listeners plenty of time to go ahead and, you know, sign up for things and research online. But when I go around the country speaking, it is suit and tie. You know, yes, there's a few people who come by that really, you know, you can tell they've just smoked a big old fat one. but, you know, for the most part, you know, people are really interested in, like we say, the medical benefits or the career opportunities. And so it's very suit and tie. It is from all areas. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to touch on real quick on the job opportunities and where the industry stands today. There are people who, it's broken down into categories. If you touch the plant or are in the infused market, that's the strongest market right now. So if you're growing in a legalized state, if you're processing, if you're packaging, if you're infusing products, that is around, there are about 8,000 you know, specific, it's a wide category, if you will, but that's the strongest market. The next one is for people who are in ancillary products and services. So you're in software today. and you want to be in the cannabis industry, that would be a service. An ancillary product would be something like magical butter, which is a great product. They're, in fact, they're right out of Florida, here in the Tampa Bay area. And Garen Angel is the head of that. He's a tremendous entrepreneur and really believes in the medical benefits. So people who want to make their own oils at home may want to make medical marijuana into sauces or butters or oils, because you have to put it into foods or smoothies or whatever it may be. So ancillary products and services is second, the second largest growing job opportunity in the cannabis industry. The next one is medical and recreational dispensaries. Now, unfortunately, in the state of Florida, our health department and agricultural department have only given out six groups. They gave all the licenses to only six groups. There okay. should be thousands of opportunities
yeah,
in this.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that for a moment, because one of the myths out there is, you know, that all of a sudden these seedy pot shops are going to show up if everybody votes yes on Amendment 2. Are thousands and thousands of pot shops going to pop up suddenly over voting yes to Amendment 2 in Florida coming soon?
Not at all. No, not at all. In fact, that it's just we are not voting on adult use. Marijuana itself, the kind that does get you high, we're a long way from that.
Yeah,
it will come up someday, maybe. But at this point, that is not even something in our world.
What do you say to people who believe that your position and those who stand for voting yes on Amendment 2, that it's the gateway into eventually legalizing what most people would refer to as recreational pot smoking? Do you believe that this is going to lead us in that direction, and that that should be a fear we have in voting yes for medicinal purposes here today?
You know, I know people think that, and I think it's a great thing. And I really stand strongly on this, because, you know, that's us not wanting to be aware of our black market. Anybody and these kids in school today are one phone call, one classroom away from getting any drug they want.
Right.
Now, what happens with that is, would I rather have, I have to say to myself, okay, let's say I have legal age 21 and over children. Would I rather have them going down a dark alley or in a neighborhood where there are infiltrated with drug dealers, where that product could possibly be, mixed with some other deadly drug? Or would I rather have my children, if they're 21 and over, they have their own opinion. They can do whatever they want. They would be able to, just like going into a liquor store. I would rather have them go to a legal dispensary where we know we can track that plant from seed to sale, making sure that it's clean,
right,
and making sure that it is regulated. Now, I know people don't like that word.
No, they don't. But there is a lot of regulation.
Okay.
There is a lot of regulation in the states. Like, for example, Colorado, they have a ton of regulation to be able to provide that from a recreational standpoint, correct? So,
do you know that Colorado right now has been the only state who's been able to crush the black market? It's incredible. And by the way, the taxation, they have enough money just in these last few years to rebuild their roads, to fix their bridges, all their schools, their churches, their community. There are all their jobs are up, very, very healthy.
Wow.
There are no more real estate warehouses to even be leased or purchased. So you see, it's a thriving economy on it. But again, it's here. The drugs are here. People just don't want to see it. The black market is controlling our cities, our communities, and getting to our children very easily.
Right.
I would rather see that regulated by the state, not just for money, but for the purity of those products.
For the purity of the products, you know, we have this assumption in America that if a doctor prescribes it and it's in a prescription bottle, that it must be safe for us. And what we have, we're finding out is that a lot of these prescribed legal drugs that are dispensed by medical doctors who are licensed and educated are highly addictive and causing all different types of problems. As you touched on a little bit earlier when we were talking about some of of the patients that you work with. You know, they have been suffering from epileptic seizures and a variety of other chronic illnesses, and they're taking prescribed medications that are causing other issues and other addictions. People don't realize just because it's legal doesn't mean it's not addictive.
Absolutely. And President Obama in 2016 has issued statements saying that we are at epidemic levels because of our citizens who are addicted to opiates. Now, I love that because this is a great, we have to become aware first before we can make change.
Absolutely.
And these are some of the steps
and
programs like yours.
Opiates are what?
Aware.
Share with the average American what an opiate would be.
Oh, my goodness. That's a very good question. You know, we can, prescription drugs, pain medications.
Oxycontin.
Oxycontin, highly addictive of these pills because people who, let's say, who have, just to get through their day, they have to take several pills for their chronic back pain.
Yes, yes.
Or any kind, or their fibromyalgia, or whatever it may be. Yeah. They're just popping these pills. Well, unfortunately, every day they're becoming more addicted to them. You
yes.
can't live without them.
Both you and I are career women as well as mothers, and you know, nothing, I can't even imagine, fortunately for me, and thank God I have two healthy children, I can't imagine the pain that must be involved watching your child suffer from something and not having at your fingertips the treatment to assist them. Have you run into parents who risk and are afraid and fearful of criminalization of trying to assist their child in providing or finding medical marijuana treatments or anything in your experience where you've run into that type of situation?
Yes, all the time, actually. So it's the awareness. These children don't need high levels of THC. They don't need to be high. They need to be clear of mind, and so do the parents, and that is why we need high levels of CBD, the cannabidiol. CBD has the greatest components in it are called CB1 receptors and CB2 receptors, and we all have them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what cannabidiol does. It's the healing part of that. And so we have these parents who are we have one boy that I was called last year. The parents were beside themselves. They didn't realize their child had gone, about 7-8 years old, little boy, had gone into seizures every 5 minutes. The local hospital here in Tampa didn't know what to do, but in order to stop and figure it out, they put that child into an induced coma.
Oh my gosh.
Another group that is in our community that can seriously help moms and dads with these kinds of questions. The name of the group is called Canna Moms, C-A-N-N-A, Moms. And they can look them up online. You can go ahead and send them an email. They meet. I'm not sure how often they meet, but they are really resourceful. They are dealing with the war, basically, on their children every single day. So they would be a great resource.
That's excellent. Canna Moms.
Yeah,
now, is that a Florida or a national organization?
Yeah. It is a local organization.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe it's cannamoms.org, but let me double check that on that for you. They're also on Facebook and things like that. Just look up Canna Moms. And I believe it might be .com, cannamoms.com. You know, I will say that. Let me just finish this on this subject. So here's this little child in the hospital. The parents, the doctors throw up their hands. The parents then bring in someone from Canna Moms to educate them, saying that this can help stop the seizures. So the hospital says, you know, we've gone all the way up the chain. We've received no. We are not able to administer medical marijuana to your child. It is not legal in the state of Florida in this case. The nurses at that point said, we're going to show you if you want to administer this to your child. We're going to show you, and then we're going to walk out the door. We're not going to look. But whatever you do in this room is up to you.
Right.
You see, that's real ignorance.
It is real ignorance. Can you imagine being a parent having to make that decision? Yeah. Anything. You would do anything to get your child out of pain. And that means, if that means criminalizing yourself to make that happen, then so be it. So that is where the real ignorance comes into play here.
But, you know, I always tell people, if yourself or a child, whatever, or a senior citizen, and you're helping them in some way, you're the caretaker or yourself, I say, be open with your doctors. I've told my primary care, I take cannabidiol every single day. Go right ahead and put it in my chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to show up on blood tests because, again, the trace elements of THC are so low. You can take cannabidiol and work. It's just a concept. My cousin, who is a paraplegic, she takes the CBD oil, and she's cannot move from the neck down, but she feels all the pain on the inside. It's a living hell every day. We're working with her doctors. Her doctors at the Cleveland Clinic told her, we will do whatever you want us to research, test, work with you, chart it, chart your success, chart the failures. We will work with you however to get you healthy. And those are the kind of doctors that you want, the ones with openness.
Yeah, yeah. An advocate for your health. That's what we want, is an advocate for our health. So the oils that you are referencing and the CBD, how do you take it? You said that you do it on a daily basis. You mentioned oils. So if somebody wanted to benefit from the properties of CBD, how are they actually ingesting the CBD?
A couple of ways. There are the oils, which you would have in a dropper, and you administer that under your tongue or the whoever you're taking care of. And you put that in there, just one dropper. That might be somewhere, 10, 20 milligrams, depending on the bottle. And that's about a 30-day supply. So an oil bottle for us is 250 milligrams. Each dropper is 10 milligrams, approximately. You put it underneath the tongue. You want to hold it there and let it seep through and go directly into the cells and absorb into the body. That's a tremendous way to get it. And you'll get the immediate properties. That's one way.
How will you feel it immediately? I know, again, because the THC isn't there, you won't feel the high. What will you feel?
You don't feel anything.
No.
And so after you're on the CBD, I tell people, you'll really see the benefits in 30 days. However, we've had senior citizens personally that have had knee surgery and hip replacements, been in chronic pain for 10 years. They were out of all pain after 1 week.
Wow. Wow.
For myself, my arthritis, I noticed complete difference in 2 weeks. But we do tell people to, stay on it and be very, it's about conscious living too. This is not going to be, if you're, drinking caffeine all day or having any kind of sodas, which is terrible for arthritis and inflammation.
Inflammation loves sugar. It's
that's right. And so does cancer.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Right. You need to change your lifestyle. If you want to be whole and well, it's not just going to be one pill.
Right.
And kind of getting back to dosing, and I didn't mean to sort of step off there, but dosing, you can also take it in a capsule. We sell vegan capsules, and that's what I take. I just happen to prefer it.
Okay.
Nothing more, nothing less. There's also infused honeys, things of that nature.
And then you'd mention
that
you have
coming
water
out with
too.
The water.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working with a company in California. We'll be selling that nationally so that people, we've talked about it, how much water do we drink every day? A lot, you and I.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this case, you would only drink one bottle or maybe two because you want to make sure there's a certain amount of milligrams. You don't want a waste product. It's going to retail somewhere around $4 or $5.
Can you overdose on CBD? Is that a stupid question?
No. No. In fact, you can't even overdose on THC.
Uh-huh.
If it's straight it's straight. There's been not one case in our history of someone overdosing or dying from marijuana, period. But CBD hemp is such another plant and the flower and the stalk. Now, let me say this. Hemp seeds. You see, there's a lot of people out there think, oh, I'll just eat these hemp seeds, and this is CBD or marijuana. And it's not.
Okay.
Not at all. And the hemp seeds, that is not where we even extract from. We extract from the flower and the stalk, but not the seed. Now, a hemp seed would be like taking flax seed. That would be a good example. It'd be like have the great properties of flax seeds.
Got it. Now, the extraction process, trying to get the CBD from the hemp plant, the flower, is there any, through the process of extracting that, any negative side effects to that process?
That's another thing. That's a great question. You want to make sure that it is more of a gentler process that is environmentally friendly. And also, we have to be mindful of the, you know, the footprint we leave on our earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, we have been through four different extraction processes. Right now, we choose to use CO2 extraction.
CO2 extraction.
CO2. And there are many other types of extraction with butane and some other alcohol and different things. And that's something that you can research. So when you buy your products, you just want to look at on their labels of how they extract.
Sure. It's CO2. Like anything, even the food that we ingest, we should be looking, you know, is it non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, all these hot buzzwords, and just being educated and knowing what questions to ask when you're out there. I love the name of your business, American Wellness, because it is, again, to your point, you can't just take a pill or do a vape or throw a oil underneath your tongue. It really is about overall wellness and health. Catherine, thank you for dispelling some of the myths out there around this. I simply could talk to you about this topic for hours. I find what you're doing very fascinating. And more importantly, what you're doing for your patients and the people that you are trying to help advocate for their health. I just think it's an amazing story and what High Heels, High Hopes is all about. Boy, we're bringing new meaning to the High Hopes here, aren't we?
That's right. That's right. It's just such a pleasure, Nina. Thank you. And I'd love to keep chatting, you know, especially even after our vote.
We will. We will. So, and I love the other day, our conversation, you said to me, now remember, vote yes on two.
Vote yes on amendment two.
So vote yes, Florida, on amendment two. And why are we voting again yes on two, Catherine? Just in summary.
We are voting to expand the patient base so that we can treat somewhere between 15 to 17 disorders and diseases and allow it to be legal in our state so that we can have a natural alternative to wellness.
I could not have said that better. So for those of you who are watching these commercials where they're putting this Jeff Spicoli, hey, yo, dude, let's get high kind of image out there for you, don't fall into that trap. This really is about an amendment that's going to help people who are suffering from chronic diseases to find that natural herbal remedy in a safe, healthy way. And people like you, Catherine, I appreciate your sharing the word. I implore everyone to share this message, post it on Facebook, post it wherever you can. The tides are changing, and I respect highly warrior women like yourself, Catherine, who are putting yourself out there. And quickly, I want to ask, do people make judgments of you because you are someone who is voting yes on Amendment 2? Do you find people kind of look at you or judge you based on that due to their ignorance?
No, the funny thing is they're voting yes on Amendment 2 as well.
Yes. Awesome. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you again. Vote yes on 2. Vote yes on 2, Florida. And let's keep this conversation going. Catherine, I look forward to chatting with you more about it. And again, before we end the podcast, share with the audience where, again, they can go to get more information. Make sure, too, that they know how to find you and your grandma's organic CBD products.
Okay, they can go to our website, grandmascbd.com. Also, for patients, you can go to florida.health www.ohioamerica.gov or call 850-245-4444. You can also see many, if you want to look at hemp state regulations, you can go to www.ncsl.org. And that will help you find more about research, agriculture, and the developments in different states for hemp.
Excellent. This is great information. And, you know, I say again at the beginning of this podcast, ignorance, and I say that respectfully. The only way that we can vote in the right way is by understanding and really gaining insight and knowledge. So thank you again, Catherine, for being a warrior on this. And I wish you all the best of luck. And we'll have you back on soon. Thank you again.